Hey there, sleepwalkers. Jake Cotta here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering the night and waking up refreshed every day. Now, raise your hand if you've ever felt that pen of guilt when you know you should be winding down for a good night's rest, but instead, you find yourself binge-watching one more episode, scrolling through social media, or tackling that work project that could wait until tomorrow. Yep, procrastination, the silent saboteur of our sleep schedules. But fear not, my friends, because tonight we're diving deep into the world of procrastination and how it messes with our precious slumber. We'll uncover those sneaky triggers, bust some myths, and equip you with practical strategies to reclaim your evenings and say goodnight to sleepless nights. Ready to ditch those late-night spirals and finally get that shut eye you deserve? Let's do this. First things first, let's be honest. Procrastination isn't just about laziness. It's often rooted in fear, anxiety, or even perfectionism. Ever felt like starting that bedtime routine felt overwhelming? You know that feeling when your to-do list is a mile long and the thought of tackling it before bed seems impossible? Yeah, that's procrastination rearing its ugly head. It's our brain trying to avoid discomfort, even if it means sacrificing sleep in the long run. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from the procrastination trap and pave the way for a more restful night. 1. Identify your procrastination triggers. Are you avoiding tasks because they are boring, challenging, or anxiety-inducing? Understanding what sets off your procrastinating spiral is crucial to finding effective solutions. 2. Break it down, baby. Big tasks can feel daunting, leading to the urge to push them aside. Instead, break those projects into smaller, more manageable chunks. Even dedicating just 15 minutes to a task before bedtime can make a huge difference in reducing overwhelm. 3. Embrace the power of routine. Think of your evening routine like a soothing lullaby for your mind and body. Establishing a consistent pre-sleep ritual signals to your brain that it's time to wind down. This could include things like taking a warm bath, reading a book, no screens, listening to calming music, or practicing some gentle stretching. 4. Silence the digital noise. Ever feel like those glowing screens are sucking you into their vortex? Well, they kind of are. The blue light emitted from our devices can interfere with melatonin production, making it harder to fall asleep. Aim for at least an hour of screen-free time before bed and opt for a good old-fashioned book instead. 5. Reward yourself. Let's face it, change isn't always easy. So celebrate those victories. Reward yourself for sticking to your bedtime routine, maybe with a cup of herbal tea, a cozy blanket, or a few minutes of journaling. Now let me paint you a picture. You're deep into that captivating novel, completely lost in another world. It's getting late, but the pages just keep turning. Suddenly, your phone buzzes an email notification demanding your attention. Your mind starts racing, and before you know it, you're glued to your screen, scrolling through social media and forgetting all about that peaceful bedtime routine. Sound familiar? This is procrastination in action, sabotaging your sleep and leaving you feeling drained the next day. But remember, you have the power to break free from this cycle. By implementing the strategies we discussed, identifying your triggers, breaking down tasks, creating a relaxing evening routine, silencing those digital distractions, and rewarding yourself for progress, you can reclaim your evenings and finally get the restful sleep you deserve. So, what are you waiting for? Take action tonight. Start small, be consistent, and celebrate your wins along the way. Remember, every step you take towards a better night's sleep is a victory. Until next time, my friends. Keep those dreams bright, and remember, good night means good morning.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.